Happy Friday, family. As you know, I like to be short and sharp on a Friday because Friday night is date night in my house, and an extra reason to be short and sharp at the top here as I welcome the one and only Andrew Juice Newton-Jarman. G'day, Juicy boy.
G'day, Louis. G'day, Adelaide. Good to be here. Looking forward to a very, very productive Friday.
Oh, it's going to be because up next, Judge Juddy, Chris Judd, the superstar, nice. Triple M's very own, is going to join us live ahead of the Friday night huddle. Of course, we're rocking footy from 5:30. Toss Warren Gary. I was going to say toss bag. Toss Warren Gary Treadray into the argument at 5:10, and the wonder kid himself, Dare to Believe in Dreams, Jono Beach, after his outstanding debut for the Adelaide Crows. That there is the show. Then on top of that, you get one of your own who just pulls out the big elephant kahunas and uncups and gets it right once again. Jasper Pittard, you were told you were gone out of the team. And sure as shit, as I turned up at 7, it happened. I'm very excited. So I've got a massive, massive show for your family.
Come on,
we're done and dusted because up next, Judge Juddy, the superstar that is Chris Judd, will join us. Let's talk a little bit of footy with Juddy, see what he thinks of last night's game. So what he thinks is the juice uncupping. So what he thinks of life being in the spotlight these days. He's been an extraordinary talent this year. Chris Judd on the Rush Hour. Right, next with the elephant and me.
Thanks to Southern Volkswagen in Ranella. Triple M. Going to be turning to Jono Beach in about half an hour from now. The Rush Hour, Jars and Louie on 104.7 Triple M. Thanks to Southern Volkswagen in Ranella.
Big treat for the family. We'll wait for that, Murph.
Nice.
There it is. Big treat for the family. The Friday night huddle coming up at 5:30 tonight. And as usual, the usual suspects, Das, Howie, Luke Hodge tonight, Damo, and the man we all want to hear and listen to, and he's doing a wonderful job and we love him dearly, Chris Judd. Juddy joins us now. Welcome, Juddy.
Louis, Jazz, thanks for having me on.
Great, man.
Thanks for making some time, mate.
Yeah.
Going to get to Judge Juddy in a moment. Loving your segments, Juddy. Just very dry wit right up my alley. But talk the footy last night. Joel Selwood, anything to worry about there with his little run-in with his little mate Sam Mitchell?
I don't think so. I mean, they'll probably... I mean, they look at all these things, but I didn't think there was much in it. I don't think he'll be too worried about it.
Should we be worried about his hit on Dangerfield there, Juddy?
No, I reckon it got him in the chest first up.
Yeah.
And there was maybe a little bit of contact, but I reckon... I mean, once Paddy knew he had the free kick, he bounced up pretty quickly, didn't he? So, again, they'd probably look at it, but it clearly didn't have much of an impact on Paddy. And I think because it hit the chest, you know, chest shoulder first, I think he'd probably be okay.
Juddy, you would have never had a runner come to you other than to tell you that you're carving someone up and a new bloke's coming on you. They've been in the news all week. What's your take on the runner? Has it been an overreaction of what Nick Maxwell was up to? Because hasn't that been happening for quite some time?
Yeah, look, I think so. I think... sort of what happens in AFL. People work out a way that you can perhaps use things to your advantage a little bit, and I don't know whether he was consciously doing it, but he did seem to be out there for a long period of time. And I think it's something the AFL's, you know, aware of. They probably need to tighten up on it a little bit, and these things correct themselves pretty quickly once they come to light. So I think it's a normal course of business type of situation.
Hey, Juddy, we've obviously got through the byes. There's one left this weekend. The Adelaide Crows sitting top at the moment. Have you seen their form the first 9 weeks of the competition? And do you think they're going to be going in September late, very late?
Well, I just think they were electric early, obviously. And then since that North Melbourne game, they've been good, probably without being great. You know, there's times that their midfield can look a little bit slow and they can look a little bit vulnerable when Sloan gets shut down.
Right.
I thought that was one of the real positives to come out of last week's game for them. They played well without Sloan having a huge influence. So, yeah, look, I think, having said all that, they're probably playing the best out of any team in the conference. It's just one of those seasons where no club gets to really stick their head up as a really clear, dominant club. I think you could argue with ZOS and all the players they've got out of the team, they're probably still the team to beat, but at this stage, them and Adelaide look like the two best teams in it at the minute.
Pretty reasonable call, Juddy. Yeah, Port Adelaide had an absolute mare last week, and like you said, most teams have had one or two poor weeks. So where's your gut feel on Port Adelaide at the moment?
Well, before last week's game, I thought they were the ones that were going to pop up and take that top four spot that really appeared up for grabs. And then Essendon just made them look really silly and made a lot of tipsters, including myself, look pretty silly. So at home, they play as good as anyone, and their away form's been pretty good. But I guess we just wait and see if that was an aberration or if that's more of a pattern. But overall, I think they've improved markedly since last year and are playing some really good footy. So I'd still probably expect them, of the teams in the eight, if you say that Adelaide, GWS and Geelong are going to be in the top four, I think of the teams in the eight, I think they're still the most likely for me to get that remaining top four spot.
Well, to keep the Port fans very happy, as I alluded to at the top, mate, Judge Juddy just going ballistic on the Friday huddle.
Juddy.
It's been a bit of a revelation, Juddy. You were very serious playing your footy, but geez, the dry wit and just the big velvet sledgehammer has come out nicely.
Oh, we're still tackling the big issues, Louis. I wouldn't get away from that.
No, I agree.
But it surprised us all. I mean, I didn't think it would be shaping policy quite as much as it has in this country. We've seen some of the decisions the WA government made around Sharks, which we directly attribute to the hard work done at Judge Corp and Judge Juddy. So it's been enormous and just going from strength to strength.
Would Laurie Oakes be getting a mention for reporting on Malcolm's attempted humour?
One thing about Judge Judd, it's a bit like the Brownlow vote leading into Brownlow night. You don't want to give away any of your secrets because I think some of the betting agencies are running a book on it. That's
so, people are running scared, Juddy, of getting a mention, especially in the others.
That's right. But no, it's been a bit of fun.
And we've seen the Agates hanging out the bottom of the smoking jacket in the man cave. Any other off-site venues are we going to frequent?
You got a Batman outfit?
No, look, I think that was probably enough. I think probably one image of that a season is probably enough for the family to deal with. But,
they're big plums.
Well, big enough. But I think that definitely needs to be an annual event down there in the man cave. So,
I'll lock us in.
It should be a gathering type gathering thing. Yeah. just dressing gowns, smoking jackets, and plums.
Oh, I love me dressing gowns, Johnny.
Pilgrimage.
Oh, mate, thank you so much for taking some time out ahead of the big one tonight. North Melbourne versus the Saints. You got a tip in that one, Juddy?
Look, I'll go with the Saints, but I think it'll be a close game.
And quickly, Richmond v St Kilda, which everybody's waiting to see. Rance v Buddy.
I'll go with Sydney, but not with any conviction either.
All right, mate. Great to talk. 5:30 tonight. You can catch Juddy in action, I think, with everything tucked in tonight on the huddle with the boys. Thanks for your time, Chris Judd.
Thanks, gents. All the best.
There he is. It's the one and only Andrew Juice Newton-John, one of the rarefied heirs in town who won cups and puts the reputation on the line more often than not. And yesterday did it all again. Jasper Pittard will be dropped for the Port Adelaide team. So confident he was, he put the house on it. Maz got a little excited at times
she
there.
Happy when I got home.
There was a lot of talk as to whether this is going to be right. Well, did my chest go out about 8 inches when I arrived at 7 and the teams came through?
Did you, mate?
And it was done. I've gone, you beauty, the big guy's got it again. It means party time at the Rush House. So well done, big man.
Right.
Tweets started coming through, ruin a few of the other boys. The big guy, he's done it. Jazz has finally got one. Jazz finally nails one was the tweet. I got a hoop from everywhere. All right. So I'm on top of the world. Then I bounce out of bed this morning and I get a message on my phone. Have a listen to this, all right? And this is what I received on my phone this morning.
So I mentioned I was flicking around the stations in the car yesterday. I heard this. Take a listen.
This is the Rush Hour with Charles and Louis on 104.7 Triple M.
At this stage,
Jasper
Pittard has been dropped back to the Sandful for this weekend's game.
Can we quote you on that?
Yes, you can.
Will you out your source?
No, because he's a good friend.
Who is this mystery source, I ask you?
Look, we're talking, that's Andrew Jarman there dropping that bombshell. Yeah. You've got to understand, this man is a two-time McGarry medalist. He's an inaugural crow. He's one of the greats, one of the greatest players to ever play football in South Australia.
Jeez, he had some personality too, didn't he?
He's a ripper. He used to kiss, you know, the air.
Yeah.
Just love the crowd. He'd lap it up. He was your real court jester. But look, I've got to say, he's impeccable with his sources, Charles, because he's so well connected.
Well, I tell you what. I'll out his source. Do you want me to? Can I make the point too? I don't know if Jars can claim it's an exclusive when this was on Mix 102.3 some 8 hours earlier in the day. You were just talking about Jasper Pittard. He's the one with the dirty little mum, isn't he?
Yeah, look, he's a terrific player and he backs himself off half back, but the mail just come through to me is that he is going to be dropped tonight when they do selection.
Could it be Mark Soderstrom that you are the mystery source?
Oh, no, I'm not the mystery source. Jars and I may have the same source. Yeah. Who knows?
Oh, I don't know.
Or
could it be
that
Andrew Newton Jarman listens to Mix 102.3 in the morning?
I think he does. Yeah. Jazz, good morning to you, my buddy. Yes. Great to have you listening. You're one of our FOTS, a friend of the show.
If you didn't get it, that is Soda and Jody on the Mix Breakfast show this morning. with that exclusive mail dropped on our show that afternoon, 8 hours too late.
Yeah.
So you can imagine, I'm as proud as punch, thinking the boy's done it again. Then that arrives in my inbox.
But we've got two different sources.
That arrives in my inbox in the morning. Yeah.
How come I haven't heard this?
So I'm sitting there and I'm thinking,
all right,
I've got a lot of things going through my head right now. And I'm thinking,
you're
what?
Proud. You know,
am I angry?
Yeah.
No. Nah, am I appalled?
No.
No, that he's just a plagiaristic.
Where's the boss?
That he's got a touch of the Grant Denyers about him with Matty Johns and stealing stories and ideas and exclusive. Am I appalled? No. Am I embarrassed? Perhaps a little.
Yeah.
Right, but most of all, I am just flat out, categorically.
Yeah, well done.
Disappointed.
Oh,
and I don't know what's more disappointing.
What?
That you're stealing someone else's mail and saying it's your own 8 hours later. Because you remember he walked in, I've got some good stuff on board today.
He had a swagger. Of sodas.
I don't care your sources, mate. You've got to actually get it out first.
Or, we did on our
station. I don't know whether I'm more disappointed about stealing someone else's mail and passing it off as your own, which is plagiarism in anyone's book, or that you listen to the Mixed Breakfast Show with Jody and Soda and not ruined it.
Oh, no.
Now, get yourself together.
I love them both.
You're laughing your ass off now, but it's not funny.
Am I going to get sacked, am I?
You've got a song to get your thoughts together and come back and tell us exactly what happened, all right? And then I'm going to call my first witness.
Okay.
It's the Rush Hour, Triple M.
Oh,
Apologies to the family. We're going through some dirty laundry in here at the moment. The Juice, of course, made the big announcement yesterday that Jasper Pittard, off the back of some real good mail, would be dropped. We were hands in the air. We're all excited. We're up and about, chest out, you name it. And then we just found out, courtesy of Sodas and Jody on the Mixed Breakfast Show, that Sodas dropped that mail at 8 o'clock that morning. So
but if you listen to what I said I got it from a good source.
It was an
I initially said the information.
It was, I know.
So, so I acknowledged where I got the information from.
Didn't realise half of Adelaide already knew it. It is the equivalent of an 8-hour-old turd. That's what we're served up as the head honcho of the Rush Hour Integrity Unit, Murph. Go again. On that one, Juice, what do you got to say for yourself?
No. I'm just glad I got it out there for the Port Adelaide faithful and for our family that obviously we're in two different time slots. All right? People don't stick around all day listening to the radio. So I just gave that information out knowing that I was given the information by a good source.
Mm.
So I just dropped it.
There's an implied
what
feeling.
What do you call that in the courtroom?
There's an implied feeling that mail that nobody else knows. That is implied by I've got some really good mail that I'm not just repeating something that's out in common land. Now, be fair to say you're having some kind of week. You're 0-2 prior to that.
And
and I think we did stop down at that very point and say, did you really want to go forth with this kind of mail? Because obviously you had the round of music where you just butchered one of Adelaide's best segments on a Monday. And then, of course, the follow-up with your good mate, the Rafael Nadal impersonator, which our boss said should never have got to air in regional Australia, let alone mainstream.
What would he know? He's never here anyway.
Well, he's in charge of it. And now, thirdly, we've got this. I'm going to call a witness who I think is probably closer to this than most of us. Mark Sodas from Sodas.
Oh, no.
From the Mixed Breakfast Show, where this mail was dropped at 8 a.m. that morning. Joins us right now. Sodas, welcome to the Rush Hour.
Oh, good afternoon, my favourite newsbreakers. And I'll tell you what.
Oh, Sodas.
Footy News second. I always tune into Jars and Louie on the Rush Hour.
Slap.
Louie.
So, Sodas, clearly we've heard that you dropped that at 8 a.m. There's only two things that could have happened here. One.
Yeah, that's true.
There's two leaks at the Port Adelaide Football Club and there's different sources.
Yep.
Or two. That Jars is a closet mixed breakfast show listener to Jody and Soda.
Well, the other thing is, Louis, though, we could actually have the same source. It may have been the same person that has told us at different times.
Are you prepared to out your source? Because Jars certainly isn't.
Well, I know Jars won't out his source.
Yep.
I can't out mine.
That's how we operate, Luke.
Yep.
I'm like Darren Hinch. I'm happy to go to jail before I get someone up.
It's well played, Hinchy.
The chances are that it's either, like you're saying, it's the same source, or Jars is sick of listening to the Foo Fighters, T-Rex and Led Zeppelin.
Yep.
And more interested in tuning into Adam Lambert, Pink and Katy Perry.
So what you're saying is when he's sitting out there revving up for the show with his headphones on, there is not the Triple M playlist. He is, in fact, streaming Mix.
Well, I can tell you that I have seen Andrew Jarman cruising along the boulevard down there at Henley Beach with everything in the Lycra, with the headphones on, looking like Cliff Richard.
Oh, yeah. Wide for sound.
And he was backing away to Castle on the Hill by Ed Sheeran.
Oh, gee, this is a clip.
Hey, so
this is a drive-by.
You've been, you're far too diplomatic to really crucify him, so I appreciate your time.
Yeah.
I'm just
Thanks, Sages.
I'm just going to leave it at this, Sages, and next time you see him, just start calling him Grant Denyer.
Oh, no.
Just stealing stories or mail and passing it off as his own, mate. Thank you so much, and keep up the great work, because clearly you've got a lot of listeners.
Well, hey, just before I go, Jar, I've got the Ed Sheeran tickets from the Mix cabinet. If you're happy to trade them for the Midnight Oil ones in October from the Triple M cabinet.
I'll speak to you later, champ.
Nice work, Sage. Yeah, and look at them. Thick as thieves.
No.
There's only one
thing
left to
do. We're in an industry where we've got to help each other out, mate.
Mate, if it's going to be mail, it's got to be mail. All right. I really want to play the Denyer stuff. I'll play that later on if you don't know what I'm talking about. But I think it's very apt that we finish this segment with one of your favourites.
Oh, don't you know I get emotional with this
song.
And
there's a message inside of this from our boss. Wait for it. If you want me to interpret, it's time to say goodbye, Juice.
It's a beautiful song, isn't it?
Don't pass off someone's mail. As your own, as your own, as your own, as your own.
Goodbye, family. It's been a wonderful ride.
Come up with your own stuff. Ready? If you're going to pass mail off, make sure it's your own.
Don't sing it, mate.
See you,
Don't
mate.
Slaughter that great song.
You're 0-3, mate. Honestly. It's Grant Denyer and Louis on the Rush Hour.
Well done. Congratulations to Marty Montgomery. Marty not only picked up some tickets to the first NRL game in Adelaide since 2010. We're talking the Sydney Roosters and Melbourne Storm, which is not this Saturday, the following Saturday at Adelaide Oval. He's got the tickets for him and three mates. By the way, if you want to buy them, tickettech.com.au. He's got the grand prize as well. This is a beauty, Jars. You might want to listen to this because it involves you.
Mm-hmm.
The Adelaide Oval roof climb is going to happen for that game, and Marty and a mate are going to be up there, and so are you.
Okay.
You're going to be super. You're chaperoning them for the night.
Next Saturday night.
Next Saturday
night. Look forward to it.
So well done, Marty. Congratulations. Don't forget, if you want to buy tickets for that, tickettech.com.au.
You'll have some great mail. Marty. Jono Beach coming up next. You okay over there?
Hey, good. Oh. I'll move on.
That's, of course, if you don't get it from Sages in the morning first.
I've got to speak to him tonight.
So, tell you what, though. You've had a good week.
Don't patronise me, mate.
It's the Rush Hour. Triple M. Thanks to Southern Volkswagen in Ranello. So check out the great deals they've got and do it before the end of June as well. They're the ones bringing us the Rush Hour with Charles and Louis at Triple M.
Righto, Juice. A young man who realised his dream last weekend, had plenty of press and deservedly so, and been really looking forward to talking to you. The one and only Jono Beach joins us now on the Rush Hour. Jono, welcome to the Rush Hour. And from us, it's a big congratulations, mate. Well done.
Cheers, boys. Good to be here.
I've just got one beef and one beef only, and that's with Charles Cameron. Could he have got on you any quicker? Honestly, you jagged yourself, stepped back inside and kicked an absolute classic, just looking for a bit of me time. And all of a sudden you look up after looking upstairs to mum and he's all over you and almost going to get 3 weeks for a big head high shot.
Yeah, I wasn't expecting that. As I looked down, he poleaxed me, but it was great. It was great the way the boys celebrated and just made it a very special moment for me and I guess all my family and friends.
Jono, the key word for you is perseverance. You just kept at it and kept at it and got a few knockbacks over the journey. But that's a great message for any young footballer out there. And some of the things you had to work on to get to that next level, what were they?
Yeah, I guess probably the last 8 years, finally I got the opportunity to get an AFL club after getting knocked back year after year in the draft. But it was just a matter of each year just identifying the areas of my game I needed to improve on, and I did that by talking to recruiters. And I think the main message over probably the last 4 years was just to play consistent footy and, just improve on those areas of my game where I needed to.
Jono, did it live up to the hype, everything you'd hoped it would be, running out and then being a part of it and having the pill bounce around and playing league footy?
Yeah, I think it was more than I expected, actually, the way it all went. Friday night footy, a big crowd, and team had a good win. So, it was really exciting for me and I guess everyone around me, especially my family.
Just that lead up to that week, how was the head on the pillow on Thursday night?
Yeah, I was pretty nervous. So I actually woke up early Friday morning with a bit of stomach ache. So lucky enough I got back to sleep for a couple of hours. So I was right to go for the game.
Jeez, I thought he was going to say he woke up with a bit of a Roger. had to calm myself.
I was pretty excited. Oh,
hey, champ, who's been the biggest influence in your career?
Yeah, that'd have to be my parents, mum and dad. Just growing up, just always encouraged me, just whatever I wanted to do in life, especially with sport. And, they always used to bring me down when I was playing for Westies. I used to travel down from the Riverland on weekends. And, that's definitely my number one support.
John, unfortunately, mum's not here with us anymore. But what were the first words dad said to you after?
Yeah, no, he was very excited. He just gave me a big hug and said he was proud. And, you know, said mum would definitely be proud, and she wouldn't have missed it for the world. So she would have been looking down. So pretty emotional moment for him and the whole family. But yeah, I'm sure she'd still be celebrating up there now.
Yeah, mate, the footy gods have done you no favours, because there's a bye and now you've got to sit tight, and there's a bloke called Mitch McGovern hovering around the peripherals. Where is the mind at now, and what's going to happen here? Because the big challenge now for you is to replicate that and hold on to your spot.
Yeah, we've just come off a 4-day break, so the last couple of days we've had our reviews of our game, and the coaches were happy with the way I performed for my first game, so it'd be nice to be able to stay in the team and have another go at it next Thursday. Gov played pretty well last week, so yeah, we'll just have to see how that all pans out over the next week.
He needs a bit more time, mate, don't worry.
Yeah, another month. Yeah. Hey, Jono, much love down the Riverland. You're as popular as Mark Rusciuto, and do you have some sort of statue at your old junior footy club? And which club was that?
Yeah, so I'm from Barmer Monash, but not quite as highly ranked as Rue down there. I think he'd have a statue down there somewhere. But love playing footy down at Barmer, and moved up when I was 17 to at Westies, and really enjoyed playing my footy there as well.
Well, mate, just on behalf of us, and we know you've had a lot
of it, but
congrats and well done. Love seeing a good story like yours get to there. And like I said, let's not make it one game. Let's make it plenty.
That's it. No worries, boys. Thank you.
Well done, champ.
And Jono Beach for the Adelaide Football Club, of course. Amazing scenes last week, jagging that goal. The boys got around him on his debut game.
Brilliant, Lou.
It is the Rush Hour with Jars and Louis, 104.7.
Thanks to Southern Volkswagen in Ranelagh. It's the Rush Hour, Charles and Louis on 104.7 Triple M.
Treads in the quiz just after 5 o'clock. $1,000 up for grabs. One of the nicknames I give the big black rhino the juice here is the mailman, because he delivers great mail. We had a little fun earlier with the big juice, or we thought it was fun. He didn't. About where he got his mail from, Ree Jasper Pittard. It was found out that it was dropped 8 hours earlier on another radio station. But hey, that's neither here nor there. But what it brings me to, and I want to play to the family now, Juice, is I may have to give you another nickname, and that being Grant Denyer. For those who don't remember, Grant Denyer, a little while back, was on our sister station in Sydney, Triple M Sydney, the grill team, Matty Johns, MG, Gus Wallen, and, I forget, Emma, and Emma Freeman, who is on the show. Denyer came on one day on that show, and Matty Johns told this story. Here's a snippet.
Hey, boys, just go. They're at the front kicking the ball. And I said, in about 10 minutes, come in. I've got something for you. It'll change your life. So I lay out the mat, put all the fields around. I brought it in, and they looked at it. I said, how's this working? I showed them the bowler. They went. They said, we'll be playing the Xbox.
So he's talking about the old test match game, you know, where the players and you have the little steel ball and you bowl it down and everything else. So he's told that story. Grant Denyer was on that show that morning with these guys. He then, as fate and luck would have it, went to the Mix affiliate in Sydney with Kyle and Jackie O. And then Grant Denyer told this story. See if you think it sounds the same as Maddie's.
Remember the game Test Match? Remember that was like a cricket
pitch? Oh, yeah.
And you had like little players you had to put everywhere.
Oh, I do remember that.
A little guy came along and he tipped his arm up and a little bowl rolled down towards the
bat.
Oh, yes. Do you remember that?
I remember that. My brother had that.
We got that out not that long ago and put it in front of a 10-year-old kid, said, mate, I just want to introduce you to the greatest board game that ever exists. He walked out and he goes, what's this crap? This is the worst graphics of any computer game I've ever seen.
That's plagiarism.
Doesn't sound
best.
Like your own content to mine there, Grant. And boys got hold of it the very next day, and it pretty much sums up how I was feeling a little earlier when I found out about the Pittard mail.
cheeky bastard.
Little plagiarizer.
The little dwarf. That's it's just nicked the story and taken it across to Kyle and Jackie O.
He has just totally stolen my story.
He's stolen your story.
And used it on an opposition station.
Correct.
Is that worse than burning the Australian flag?
You can't be Nick and Maddie's stories and taking it across the road.
I feel dirty.
You do. You feel like...
Go and have a shower, mate.
I'm going to go and have a shower.
I know how you feel, Maddie. I know how you feel.
Come on, Grant.
Dirty. So, with good faith in mind, you're listening to Grant, Daniel and Louie on the Rush Hour. 104.7. Triple M. The quiz to come. So too, Treads. Look call right now. 133353. Talk to me or Daniel.
On Triple M's Rush Hour, it's time for our favourite Warren.
Because I'm Warren.
Warren!
Gary Treadray.
Here I am. Get stuff.
Yeah, the Wizard joins us. And, Wiz, let's talk about the three selection changes at Port Adelaide. What do you think of the three changes? And into the side, obviously, Youngie, who was outstanding. And then you get Dan Houston gets back. And Jakey Need in for his first game of the year.
I actually like it. I think it's been daring. And Ken's backed up what he said.
So, last year, is Pittard stiff?
No. No, his form is it what it was last year. Right. He came third in a BNF.
Yep,
he was as dynamic a halfback in the game as we, you know, he was just outside the All Australian team for God's sake. Yep. So when you make the 40 and you finish third in your BNF, and he hasn't set the world on fire since he's come back in.
Treads, is Hamish Hartlett lucky?
Yes,
even
absolutely.
I'm
not sure where he is as a player at the moment. He's not a halfback flanker because you've got to be able to. One thing Pittard can do, he can lock down. Hamish proved last week that his efforts and reading of the play and position, you're not what it was 5 years, six, seven, 10 years ago, where you could put a bloke who's a midfielder at halfback and they not have to defend. They have to defend now, first and foremost. Yeah.
Well,
and he's not doing that well enough.
On the weekend, all of them.
I think realistically, he's got to find a way to get himself. I know he's not on social media and cut back immediate commitments and bits and pieces. But first and foremost, you've got to bring your footy every week. Yeah. Pittard hasn't been in great form. Yes, Hartlett's on the edge, but Houston didn't do anything to get dropped in the first place.
No,
Jake Lever, let's get there. Now, a bit of talk during the week. Gary Lyon sort of started all of this. Oh, anywhere upwards of $800 to $1 million for Jake Lever. The best defender on the open market that's coming up or out of contract.
Yeah, he's the number one ranked intercept player and he's having a season out of his skin, and he's not surprising any of us because we all know he can play.
Yep.
But he's not a $1 million player. I don't care what Gary says because there's only one defender in the comp is worth $1 million, and that's Rance because he's got defense as good as anyone, and he's got offense. Yeah. Tarly is as good a defender as there is, but he doesn't have the offense side.
No, he's lost his offense this year. He's proved it really well, but he's lost it.
And I don't even think Sloaney's a $1 million player. No. Yeah. Sloaney's a dead set gun, but he's $1 million is Dangerfield or Selwood.
Yeah.
They're that little level above, and I'm talking little, minute level above. And the more you have, we've seen what's happened to Sydney. You spend so much money into too few players, it actually hurts you big time. But I think he's a third defender at Adelaide, and he's brilliant at that because he doesn't get the jobs.
Yeah, yeah.
Let's understand what he is. He's very good at what he is, but he is that third intercept player.
Yep, very nice. A last one, the runners. A, do we have a problem? B, do you have a solution?
Do we have a problem? We've always had a problem with runners. Last year we had three or four give free kicks away for being in the wrong position. So, it's a nightmare of a role. I know, you know, some people who have done it at Port in the past, Stewie Cochran.
But they're talking about having it completely banned or putting
that's ridiculous.
Time limits on it, which would mean somebody else has to watch the clock. Paul Roos summed it up best. Start of the week in our show, go back to the two-runner system where you've got to get out and got to get off because your other bloke is waiting for the next message and you'll get your ass kicked by the senior coach if you don't get on and off.
I agree exactly what Roosie said, but what I hate about the rules at the moment, not only the one runner, I don't think it works, it just wears one bloke out trying to run the distance. They can't go on in the most important break. You know what that is? After a goal. No. Because you've conceded, Port, 7 goals in the first quarter? Yeah. Oh, that's 7 or 8 minutes that they can't get on the ground. That's when you actually need to go, boys, hey, let's reiterate here. We need to shut this game down.
All right. If we're going to sack the runner, then I want timeouts.
Yeah.
You imagine having a timeout. You've had 4 or 5 kicked on you real quick, and you've got one per quarter
to
use.
Dig a hole and hide.
You're going, whoa.
See,
because I need to get to these boys.
You know you're dangling
understand.
Like a piece of chocolate because I love this kind of thinking.
Could you imagine? Because you see it in the NFL. You get it in basketball. Yeah. How do you stop momentum? You stop the game. And at the moment, you've got to be clever enough as a footy team to hold the footy, chip the footy round.
Timeouts.
But
like
also,
it.
Too, let's be honest, clubs don't just use runners. They've used doctors. They've used physios.
The water boys.
They've used water boys. They use every illegal way of doing it possible.
We had water boys mic'd up on the other side of it. Dead set on the other side of the ground. And you'd see footage would come back. Just that water boy seems to be having in-depth chats with individuals on the ground.
Yes, coach, come on, move up.
Every now and then I get bits and pieces of paper in my hand. Port Adelaide can do the job. Just get the job done.
If they don't.
Get some effort and then move on.
Excuse me? Can I quote you on that?
Yeah, quote on that. If they don't, I quit.
Yay!
They can't beat bloody Brisbane.
Beauty!
I'm coming out of retirement.
Good.
Do you know where I'm going tonight? I'm going down to the Lions Hotel.
Yeah.
And I'm going to give a speech. An impassioned plea. Do it for the Rush Hour boys.
Get him to go down there.
I'm going to go to the beast mode, Reece Matheson. I'll say, Reecey, I've got a job for you. Righto, Trent.
Sam,
great
mate. I need the money.
What are you up to? What are you up to this week?
Are you calling?
Calling the footy.
Yeah, but what else are you up to?
My brother's 40th.
Yeah. Oh, nice.
BJ, Bradley, happy birthday.
40th. You going to get a couple of froths?
We're going straight from the footy into Peel Street, some restaurant.
Yeah.
Come and say
And your dad's going?
Nah, he didn't get a berth, the old man.
Have you got your autograph texter?
I carry mine around. See you, mate.
Wank.
See you, Trent. Have a great weekend.
Thanks to Southern Volkswagen in Ranelagh. You got the Rush Hour with Charles and Louis at 104.7 Triple M.
We just had Treads on, Warren Gary Treadray, and he put it out there, Juice, didn't he? He suggested if Brisbane were to beat Port Adelaide tomorrow afternoon, that he'd quit the show.
Yeah.
Now, we're excited about that. And so, too, is Smithy. His tweet, everyone in Adelaide is now going for the Lions. Hashtag Nick off vlog.
That's a bit harsh.
Yeah, well, you know how they call it as they see it out there in listener land. No, it will be intriguing. And as I said, I will make my way down to the Lions Hotel tonight. I'm having a couple of beers in the city. Just might just knock on Fags' door and say, here, can you just do something for the show? Because it's a contract we've not been able to get out of. It's one of the great things. Speaking of contracts and great things on this show, Front Bar, great show on Channel 7 after Thursday night footies. You got Andy, Mick and Sam. They're doing wonderful things. We're going to give you a chance to get along and check this out, all right? All you've got to do is be watching Channel 7 News on Sunday night. Grab the code word and call us the following afternoon. The following afternoon would be Monday afternoon, Juice.
Yeah.
And you'll get flights and accommodation for two to Melbourne, tickets to be in the audience to see the Front Bar live, plus tickets to check out the Crows taking on Carlton at the home of football, Juice, the MCG.
What a prize.
Yeah, how good is that? Channel 7 News.
Good.
Sunday night, look out for the code word, call us Monday arvo, and you're a chance to head off and check out the Front Bar in Melbourne.
That will be with Jessica and Sodes.
Yes.
Yeah.
On the weekend.
There you go, my mate Sodes.
Your good mate Mark Soderstrom.
Absolutely.
All right. Going to be a good weekend of footy, Juice, coming up. And
teams.
Can I quickly ask you, Joel Selwood, any issue with the...
I don't reckon.
It's more of a tangle.
It would just get a fine, mate.
That's what the MRP was brought in for in the fine system.
Yeah. I think he'll be okay.
Will they make an example of Luke Shuey overrunning the footy and making a beeline
does
for danger?
Does he have a record, Luke Shuey? Yes, he does.
A little bit. I just don't think there was much in it. Yeah, I know that. But the fact that, look, Paddy got a free kick. I reckon if you're going to do that sort of stuff, especially ball players, maybe it's worth 50 if you're away from the footy.
Yeah.
But then it's subjective to the umpire.
Mm.
And we've seen umpires like the week before at Geelong with Tom Hawkins not even pay a free kick. And he missed a game of footy.
Paddy bounced up and moved on.
Anyway, all right, we'll leave it at that. Are the Eagles back? Are they still mummy's boys?
No. I'm not convinced about the Eagles. And I'm not convinced about Geelong.
Forward line.
They're a two-team club. Two player club. Two players.
We've been saying it, and we call BS to James Podsiadly, read it. Geelong game that two blokes.
No.
Dangerfield.
Yeah. And Selwood.
And what happened last night?
They shut down Selwood.
Game over.
And let Paddy run around, still trying to hit targets.
Tell you what I did enjoy last night the most. That Lewis Jetta's back in town.
Isn't he a beautiful player to watch?
Tell you used the footy on a night where blokes couldn't hit a barn door.
No, mate, he's silk.
It was gold. That's what they got him for. That's what he did. Right, tonight. Kangaroos, St Kilda, what do you got?
I'm going Kangaroos.
I think so. I can't trust the Saints.
No,
they've been
neither
off.
Can I.
Richmond v Sydney MCG tomorrow.
Well, there's Marla Dusty Martin had left training early tonight.
Maybe it's just to get a haircut.
Maybe a bit of a precaution, but I'm going Sydney, mate.
The Tigers are the real deal. If they and history, they've always beaten Sydney at the MCG during the year, regardless of where they are on the ladder.
Right.
I think the Tigers will beat Sydney and finish us off.
You do?
Yeah. I don't want it to happen.
Ooh.
I think they've taken the step.
All right.
Port to beat Brisbane.
Yes.
Gold Coast to beat Carlton. at Gold Coast?
I'm going, this is a terrific game of footy. Yeah, I'm going to go Gold Coast, yeah.
Yeah, and the big one, and Bevo's dropped all the strain. Hasn't Matty he? Board. He's got Libba back in town. Mm. Dale Morris is back. He got rid of the young skinny kid English with the best bouffant in the business. Can they beat Melbourne Sunday afternoon, Etihad?
I thought Melbourne played their semi-final last week against Collingwood.
Did you really?
No, I think that's going to take a lot out of them. And Gorney's not back yet. Hogan's not back. I'm going Bulldogs.
Oh, really?
There you go.
Well, we can't trust the Dogs at the moment. Oh. If Melbourne are going to be any good, surely they have to win that.
Absolutely.
I've got something else. We've got how long we got, Murph? About a minute and a half before we get out of here, the Friday night huddle.
Yep.
Of course, the boys rocking it. Juddy in great form. Can't wait for Judge Juddy. How about this? This gives hope, and in particular some of the Triple M family, Flacker and Ditz in particular. Scientists have come up, and I'm sorry to digress off the football into a bit of general knowledge stuff. Scientists have come up with a new drug to help, wait for it, to help people tan without going in the sun. This is amazing stuff. They've trialed it on mice, and it's a no. I'm just,
we're fair skinned.
We are fair skinned warriors ourselves. So I'm loving this. It's been trialed on mice, and the red headed mice, which I didn't even know existed, but there's red headed mice. They developed a very deep tan. Deep tan jar.
So Ditz and Flacker So
the cream gets applied to the skin. The only catch is because the red-headed mice, they're not as hirsute as the male, and our skin's a bit tougher to get through, but they're very confident soon we'll have a drug you can take. It doesn't have to be AOD 9065 that the bombers were taking and hurting, Co, allegedly.
So I'll have a tan.
I could just pop a couple of pills, getting around just really just tanned up like Treads. Wouldn't have to go to Treaders a spray tan business.
And I'll look like Harry Belafonte.
Yeah, that's it. And Treads will be flat too, because that will put him out of business. Have a great weekend, family.
Stand by.
Sucked in, Treads.
Stand by for the huddle. Johnny's coming up.
Not be working for us anymore too after the weekend.
Luke Hodge on the way as well. And straight after that, Triple M rocks footy, Etihad Stadium, North and Saints.